James O'Keefe sues Twitter over false and defamatory statements. By Kyle Morris on April 19, 2021. James O'Keefe, the founder of the investigative journalism organization Project Veritas, has filed a lawsuit against Twitter, claiming the tech giant made false and defamatory statements. Last week, O'Keefe was suspended from Twitter shortly after he released footage through Project Veritas showing senior CNN employees admitting to using propaganda. In a comment to Breitbart News, a Twitter spokeswoman said the suspension was permanent. This is a defamation action arising from the publication of a false and defamatory statement by Twitter on April 15, 2021 concerning its decision that data ban plaintiff James O'Keefe, an investigative journalist followed by over 926,000 Twitter users as of the time he was banned, the complaint reads. Twitter's false and defamatory claim was that it removed Mr. O'Keefe because he operated fake accounts, the complaint added. According to Twitter, O'Keefe received the suspension for the use of fake accounts, but the timing of the suspension has raised serious doubt. In a series of videos released on social media, CNN technical director Charlie Chester is recorded stating that the unproven allegations against Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, are propaganda because Gaetz is a problem for the Democrats. It would be great for the Democratic Party to get him out. So we're going to keep running those stories to keep hurting him, Chester said. Chester also admitted that CNN's main focus was helping to remove President Donald Trump from the White House. Chester stated, "Look what we did, we got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have got voted out. I came to CNN because I wanted to be a part of that." In addition, Chester said the network engaged in propaganda to promote Trump's removal from office. For more information on O'Keefe's lawsuit against Twitter, click here. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.